Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC in New York.
As the daylight comes crawling into my window blinds and the coldness.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Rosebuds are a band that revolves around the creative duo of Ivan Howard and Kelly Crisp. The two started the band in North Carolina a little over 10 years ago. Along the way, they got married. Their 2011 album, Loud Planes Fly Low, chronicled the end of that marriage, a breakup, though, that didn't break up the band. Since then, the two have continued making music together and, in fact, have just released an album called Sand and Silence. Kelly Crisp and Ivan Howard and the rest of the Rosebuds are here in our Soundcheck studio, and they're going to start us off with the title track of the album, Sand and Silence.
I don't understand the sin and silence instead of loving like you want to, of loving like I want to. My heart is pounding again, see imperfections instead of what I want to show. Of white, lonely blue above, but give me a cloud or something right here, 'cause I'm unfolding the light right now, right here. I came a long, long way to see you, and that's all stretched out forever in front of me, and I've even been looking under the tide. See what pulls you back each time, but I ain't found it yet.
Sometimes I don't understand the sin in silence instead of loving like you want to, of loving like I want to. My heart is pounding again, see imperfections instead.
I feel like impossible, but I didn't want to trace a line that I ought to been drawn. I wanted you to see I'd made one of my own. See, I can feel alive, and you can feel alive, and we'll both feel alive. Oh, I could just be here knitted in the river too. Maybe I can have that same feeling pull on me too.
Sometimes I don't understand the sin in silence instead of loving like you want to, of loving like I want to.
My hand,
the line,
That's the Rosebuds live on Soundcheck with the title track from their most recent album. It's called Sand and Silence. The Rosebuds, Ivan Howard on vocals and guitar, Kelly Crisp at our piano and doing vocals as well, Mark Paulson playing bass and more backing vocals, Brian Weeks on guitar, and Rob Lackey at the drum kit. The Rosebuds here in the Soundcheck studio. Ivan Howard, Kelly Crisp, I am really glad to see you guys again.
Hey.
Thanks.
It's been a very
happy
long
to see
time.
You too.
And I'm especially happy because we have been talking a lot about creative pairs, you know, whether it's Lennon and McCartney or Crosby and Nash or, you know, Trey Parker and Matt Stone of South Park, and the kind of unique kind of creativity that happens with duos, with pairs. How did the two of you first start working together?
Well, you know, I was in a band, actually. I started out in a band with Brian over mm-hmm. there on guitar. We were in college, and we had all had a big friend group. And one night, a friend of mine said, hey, we have a show tonight, but our opener canceled. And I took that as an opportunity to start another band.
To open for yourself.
Yeah, well, actually, it was like to open for another band. And so I told Kelly that night, I was like, hey, we're in a band.
We have a show.
These songs.
Yeah, he was like, we're in a band and we have a show tonight. So, and I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And he said, yeah, you are. And you're going to play keyboard. But we were friends. We used to go see bands and listen to music since we were 18 years old. So by that time, we already kind of had we had been friends for a few years and had a good.
And how does the team work? I mean, do you have clearly delineated jobs within the duo?
Well, you know, I kind of come up with a lot of the initial ideas, and I'll run them through Kelly's filter.
I would say Ivan's a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan's a songwriter. I mean, that's just his creative calling. And I guess I'm just a sort of good person to
A sounding
encourage.
Board?
Yeah, like a sounding board, but also I love his ideas, and so I'm kind of always been just his fan.
Mm-hmm.
And by this time in the process, it's like I know, like when I write a song, I know what she's going to think about it before I even give it to her. So when I'm doing a Rosebud song, there's like parameters that are preset that her aesthetic is going to match. And so it's kind of guides stuff that way. It's really nice to have that, you know.
You ever just try and screw with Ivan and say, no, I hate that?
Oh, no. No way. No, he would know immediately. He's right. He knows exactly what I think about it.
Yeah, she doesn't screw with me. She just says, no, I hate that.
Yeah, if I say no, I hate it, I mean it.
So, you know, one of the things with a lot of the creative partnerships that we know of, especially in music, is, you know, they tend to be, for the most part, kind of non-romantic. They're completely professional. Now, you guys were married for several years, so was it difficult to kind of delineate the romantic partnership from the creative one?
It was. It all kind of bled together, but it was
It's hard to say because all that stuff is so fluid. You know, you're just like, we have relationships that are, you know, different things at different times, and we were friends before for years, and we're friends again now. And I just feel like that sort of framework gave us a way to communicate with each other creatively, despite all the stuff that was going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, no matter what was going on. Being a couple and then not being a couple, those things changed the dynamic between us, but they didn't change our creative connection.
So somehow, and this is one of the things that Joshua Wolf Schenck in his book Powers of Two talks about, is somehow when these creative partnerships appear to go away, there's still something left, and they often have something that endures, even if it's kind of tough to put your finger on what that is. Are you able to put your finger on what that has enabled this partnership to continue?
I think it's just like mutual respect for each other and respect for what we've brought to this band in the past and our ideas. And I know, like, it would not be the Rosebuds without Kelly, you know.
Well, what does she bring out in you that you wouldn't otherwise be able to do?
Well, I mean,
that was a very Dr. Phil
That's
question.
A really
Sorry
big
about
question.
That.
Tell me what.
Maybe she'll just call BS on me sometimes.
Yeah. That's like the least of what I do. Like, I never have to do that. He's got such good taste. I think that's the thing, is that we just connect on an aesthetic level where we just have the same kind of taste, and so mm-hmm. we trust each other's feelings about things that and the direction is forward because we're propelling each other forward. And that's what's important about a creative connection, is that you're always sort of looking at what's in front of you.
Yeah. Another thing that we were sort of like talking about with the sort of creativity in pairs is how even if you're not in the physically in the same place, you know, the connection remains. Now, Kelly, you're living here in New York now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going for an MFA at Columbia.
Uh-huh.
So how does the distance affect, if at all, the way you guys work together?
Well, you know, it makes it harder to practice once we're together. But as far as working together, I was always like in a room, separate room.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just in a separate state. And like I said earlier, like I know aesthetically what works within mm-hmm. this group. So it not much has changed.
Yeah, I mean, it's harder to get together to play music together. But
yeah.
But, you know, we still have a communication that's open because, you know, it's just easy to do that. But
so you're in New York, Kelly, and mm-hmm. Ivan, you're still in North Carolina.
Actually, I'm in Portland, Oregon.
You're in Portland, Oregon.
I did.
Coast to coast.
So
Portlandia ending up.
But missing North Carolina, apparently, because the title of this next song is the state motto of your old home state.
It is. It just kind of evolved to that when we started working on lyrics. And it's the only song for the record I actually wrote in Portland.
Really?
And not really sure how it worked out that way. But
that's some distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's called Esse Quam, well, I would have been taught in high school to say Esse Quam Videri.
I like that.
Esse Quam Videri.
You probably say Videri, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, like, or we could say, like, watermelon, vasamelon, you know what I'm saying.
Which means to be rather than to appear or something
yes.
like that.
Yeah.
What is that? And now, what does that really mean?
That is our state motto of North Carolina. And so that's important to us, obviously, because we were born there. But also, it just has this sort of...
Is it basically
what's
Latin?
Attractive about it is just that it's such a heavy statement.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's sort of like Latin for keep it real.
Yeah, basically that's it. To be rather than to seem is a kind of a, you know,
yeah.
I would love to aspire to that.
You want to play the song for us?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Ivan Howard and Kelly Crisp and the rest of the Rosebuds are here in the Soundcheck studio. They are playing at Rough Trade in Brooklyn tonight. You can see them live then. They're playing for us here in the studio today. The new album is called Sand and Silence, and this once again is the song called Esse Quam Videri, live on Soundcheck.
Inside me, honey, shadow box on the shelf. You walk in whispers lately, baby, knocking nothing else.
I used to know you better than you even know yourself.
Shining on me, we are sparks in the dust. Peel back my skin now, what's it hiding? It's not really room left for much.
Is it just for more that you're finding?
Are we strangers from behind?
Yes, tattooed on my forearm, so it's not forgotten.
Oh,
living underwater.
Rosebuds, live in the Soundcheck studio with a song called Esse Quam Videri. It's the state motto of North Carolina, the home state of the Rosebuds, although neither Ivan Howard nor Kelly Crisp, as they told us beforehand, are living in the state now. Kelly here in New York, Ivan in Portland, Oregon. Mark Paulson on bass doing backing vocals, Brian Weeks on guitar, Rob Lackey behind our drum kit. Collectively, they are the Rosebuds. Ivan, you, in addition to singing and playing guitar, you're managing this tour, right?
Yeah. Our tour manager named Rusty left us to go manage Sylvanesso. No, I'm kidding. We're all friends. It doesn't matter. I give him a hard time.
You gotta get these people fast.
Yeah, I'm trying to. So,
we've been talking about tour riders, you know, the hospitality requests, the technical stuff. So that's in your ballpark now, right?
Yeah, trying to get those done the correct way.
So when you show up at a venue, what color M&Ms are supposed to be in the green room?
Well, first thing I do is I kick the green room door in.
Because that's just rock and roll.
That's right. Tilt my sunglasses down and make sure there's no blue M&Ms in there. Uh-huh. And, you know, looking for a fresh bouquet of flowers. Some batteries, maybe, you know.
Some creature comforts. Batteries.
So, you guys have done a lot of touring.
Yes.
What are some of the extremes, either at the good end or the bad end, that you've had to deal with? You know, you show up at a place and they've got like an amazing spread of organic food, or you show up at a place and it's got like, you know, bed bugs on the couch or whatever.
Man, I mean, we've played some really at the lower end green rooms of that extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, usually it's just, you walk in there sometimes and it's just like, if you're lucky, they give you a back room.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do, sometimes it's just like a damp, moldy mess and like no beer, no water. By 2 hours later, you finally find somebody and they're like, here's some drink tickets. It's half off PBR. And I'm like, thanks. That's amazing.
Thank you.
And we've been definitely on the other end of that spectrum too, mm-hmm. you know. Like sometimes when you actually feel guilty when you have like five people and then like four deli trays and
a bunch
of fruit and, you know, candy and six different kinds of kombuchas, you know.
All kinds of treats.
You hear that, Rough Trade?
Yeah.
So do you guys play better when you've had a choice of kombuchas to drink beforehand?
Yeah. Rob likes the kombucha suicide where he puts like two or three flavors together.
Oh, my God. I can't stomach the stuff myself.
Why are you telling our secrets?
I'm just aspiring bands, man. We're trying to help other bands out, you know.
Have you or would you ever walk out on a gig if things were bad enough backstage?
No. As long as they're okay on stage and there's some people there who care that we're playing, man, I don't care about backstage. That's a bonus.
Don't let the people out there know that.
You supposed to bleep that out, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know this was live. What?
We might still. We never have.
The band is the Rosebuds, and they are touring around to support their latest album called Sand and Silence. Great song. Great songs throughout the record. You're going to play us out with one of my favorites, right? In My Teeth is
the name
of it?
Yeah.
All right, well, guys, it has been a lot of fun having you here with us in the studio today.
Thanks
so much, and enjoy the rest of the tour.
Thanks. All right, appreciate it.
Let's hear the Rosebuds one last time here in the Soundcheck studio. Again, they're playing at Rough Trade in Brooklyn tonight and playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. This song is called In My Teeth.
What and what?
That is the Rosebuds live on Soundcheck with a song called In My Teeth. It appears on their latest album called Sand and Silence. That, of course, a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. If you enjoyed this in-studio performance, join us nearly every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern to listen in as we record a session for an upcoming episode of the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get updates on each day's guest. Then stream the session live at 2 p.m. Eastern on soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you back here next time.